Ever wonder why you don't hear more podcasts by lawyers? Me too. Hi, I'm Jonathan Amarillo, the Chicago Bar Association's Young Lawyer Section. Our new At the Bar podcast features refreshing and candid conversations with some of the legal community's most influential voices. We bring you lively and unscripted chats about legal news and a wide range of trending issues, from gun violence to divorce and addiction. Listen to At the Bar by downloading the Legal Talk Network app, or by finding us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever the finest podcasts are given away for free.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to summer here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just show up and they tear out the damage. You got to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration does it all. They take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience. Aloha is with you from start to finish. They restore the water damage and make your home as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
And now the strike one pitch on the way. Line toward short. Diving stop by Baez shovels to Russell over to first. Scooped out by Rizzo. A Hall of Fame game-ending double play. Incredible play by Baez, Russell, and Rizzo. Amazing double play.
That great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips. Great haircuts. It's gonna be great.
What a great way to end that game. What a classic play. Javi makes the dive. Addison Russell makes the turn. And Anthony Rizzo made the scoop. And all three guys above and beyond. That was terrific.
It's Mully and Hall on The Score. That was absolutely emblematic of the kind of weekend they had, where we went into the break thinking, what the hell happened to the defense? Why can't they run the bases? Why can't they do the little things that help you win? And then you see Baez make this incredible dive and then scoop the ball through the glove. You got Russell barehanding the ball, turning, and he has to bounce it, basically, to Rizzo, who makes an unbelievable pick. And you heard it there, Hall of Fame double play. That was a fantastic defensive moment.
And Javi had a couple episodes over the weekend, made a couple plays that reminded you just how spectacular he is in the field.
And that was
a lot of attention for his bat flips and his hitting and the guy who is the offensive force that he has become. But defensively, there's a reason why they have left him at shortstop. There's a reason why he has established himself as an all-star at the position. And look, Addison Russell has a purpose on this team, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's a defensive late-inning replacement guy, because offensively, I just don't know that you can trust him to be...
He's beyond struggling.
He's beyond struggling. Yeah, he looks a little lost at the plate still. He's never recaptured that form you had hoped he would.
He lost all swagger over all this stuff, David. I don't know how else to describe it, but he, for whatever reason... there's a lot of people that know what the reason is or believe that there's some karmic wheel that is crushing him. Whatever it is, he's not the same player that he once was, and it seems to me that a change of venue would be good for him and maybe good for them. But
I think if there's a market out there, I don't know that there isn't. He'd be a throw-in. He would be somebody that would be your change for the sake of change.
Or they'd give him away just to get rid of him.
Yeah. And I think that if you bring in a second baseman, that professional bat that Joe was referencing yesterday, a guy who would take it bats away or take a roster spot away, maybe he's a throw in the deal. Maybe you trade him just for the change of scenery. Because as you point out, we heard Joe Maddon say yesterday when he was talking about Jason Hayward and the difference that you've seen in a guy that now has 15 home runs and looks like a different hitter at the plate. What was it? Simple. It's confidence. It's belief in himself. As you referenced, you don't see that same sort of confident approach at the plate from Addison Russell. You don't see the guy that you saw before he encountered all the personal trouble that he encountered.
I'm curious, when you take a play like that and you kind of apply it to the way the White Sox game ended yesterday, it is a pronounced difference to see a guy that throws the ball. First of all, when you watch a game in Oakland, the vast dead space, right? I mean, Aloy at one point had a pop out that was, you know, the guy comes running across the infield and catches the ball. And I think Jason said that would be in somebody's, you know, frosty if you had a normal ballpark. But mm-hmm. there's so much area there.
It's vast.
It's ridiculous. And so you throw a ball, overthrow a ball, and that thing's going to bounce around forever. And you got guys running around the bases and you got a fast player in Pinder anyway who's scoring a run.
It was an ugly end to an awful weekend for the White Sox. And you have to just kind of look at that weekend, and it was as bad as they have played. And Ricky Renteria didn't mince words after the loss on Saturday, and he said these are two bad games in a row, and they followed it up. You know, they played pretty well up until the ninth inning.
They did.
You know, that was a game that was a 2-1 game when Lopez left. He had a very he backed up his promise, and he did what he needed to do to win that game. It wasn't enough. The bullpen had a rare lapse, and then they had the defensive miscue. And so that's a White Sox team that goes into Kansas City tonight. And we talked during the break sort of kiddingly with Lucas Giolito on the mound. You can't lose this one.
This is, I mean, it's an absurd comment to make, and I chide myself. This is a must win. Dustin likes to give us there's two options. It's must win or statement game. This is a must-win statement game for the Chicago White Sox. You can't come out of the break and be five games below 500 because you're in the House of Horrors in Oakland and then go to Kansas City and lose with your best pitcher on the bump.
You gotta
have the stop a losing streak, and Giolito's their best pitcher, and he's got to be good.
Going into a ballpark that is not Oakland, that is against a team that you should – you know, be able
that
to
is not
beat.
Oakland.
That is not Oakland and not the A's. And so, tonight is a big one for Giolito. We're going to see Cease in this series. Looking forward to that. So the White Sox need to get right again because the Cubs, they're going to be on the Kyle Hendricks on the mound tonight against the Reds at home. They play well at home. You figure they're going to keep things rolling. The White Sox could, you know, tomorrow if we're talking about two victories tonight, that would be a good day.
Yeah, I really think, you know, the Cubs could get away with losing a game, and I don't want them to, but I think this is this. I mean, am I going to say this is their whole season, the White Sox? I just don't know when they're going to win again if they don't win with Lucas Giolito.
Well, you're looking at the context of the 10-game road trip coming out of the All-Star break.
Exactly.
Because as much as we attach significance to the Cubs getting off to that strong start in the second half the way Joe Maddon teams do, you don't want the White Sox to dig themselves that deep of a hole where the losing becomes repetitive and the losing again becomes habit-forming and things become, you know, down in this downward spiral. And this 10-game road trip, when you go to Oakland, to Kansas City, to Tampa, has the potential to do that if you let this get away from you.
Jose Abreu has been he'd been hitting a really hot bat toward the end of the first half, and that was kind of propping them up a little bit. And it's great when you have a guy like that hitting. He's not hot right now. And we had a texter ask the question earlier, could it be because he fears to be traded, that he talked at the All-Star game, three different times that week about how he wanted to be back and he had been here for such struggles and he sees it turning around and he wants to be here for the good times. And, you know, would it behoove the Sox to give him an extension now, do something to make him feel more comfortable and let him know that he is not going to be dealt?
Do you remember how Jose Abreu came to this country?
Yes,
do you remember that story?
Passport.
Yeah, he ate his passport in a
literally
boat, right?
Literally, he ate it.
Choppy waters,
and ate his,
rickety boat, the whole story.
He ate his passport.
Do you really think that the pressure of speculation about being traded is going to bother this guy? No, I don't think that's part of it.
I worry about indigestion.
I don't. Well, I would too. If I'm eating a passport, by the way, I felt like eating my passport in the customs line on Friday.
Yeah, it's ugly, huh?
Public service announcement. If you're leaving the country, you might want to come into a different airport than O'Hare. But I digress.
Yeah. Wow.
It was ugly. Jose Abreu is streaky, and this is just part of that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trade him. I would keep him.
I loved when he said that he wanted to stay. Now I
love that too.
I would love them to trade him and get something, and then
don't
re-sign
him. No, see, I was going to stop you from saying that because it's so silly.
Thank you.
It's so silly to think that that's possible.
Aroldis Chapman.
Who's going to do that?
Who would give anything up for
him?
Okay,
you're going to use Chapman as the example. Okay,
yeah.
Chapman leaves the Yankees, comes to the Cubs, goes back to the Yankees.
Gleyber Torres.
What about John Lester? Remember when the Red Sox signed or traded John Lester to the A's?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
And he said, oh, well, John Lester's going to come back to Boston. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the Cubs and rescue them. And he did. So I just think that this little wink, wink, nod, nod, hey, Jose, we're going to trade you, but
make
come on back to
agreement.
Us.
Secret under the table.
Not to mention
agreement.
That could be tampering.
Oh, tamper. Tamper away.
Tamper away?
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
I also want Colum A traded. I've been thinking
about it. We disagree on that, too.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean, I love being back, but come on.
Sorry, David. We all decided when you were gone, we're trading Colum A.
Yes.
No.
And here's why.
It's been foretold.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Trade a guy at the high water mark, okay? I mean, he's not going to get much better than he is right now. So the one thing that has value at the trade deadline mm-hmm. is bullpen help.
Absolutely.
You got a closer, a successful closer having a great year. If you trade him now, you can get value for him. And then you go about fixing that in the offseason. Where did they get him? They found him, they signed him, they made a trade for him. I have no problem if they can get a really good player for him. I wouldn't give him away, but I would imagine there are, Oakland probably needs a closer.
They do.
That'd be a nice place to trade
him.
Well,
okay, let me say, that's a valid argument to make. I understand that side of it, but let me just pose this. You said that, fixing it in the off season. If you're the White Sox, you are positioning yourself, you have to contend next year. You're going to contend next year. That's the plan, right? As a Sox fan, you hope that they're going to be in a playoff contention.
Yeah.
If that is a realistic goal and you are committed to that goal, you're not going to trade somebody who's under contract controlled next year. That is your closer.
Yeah,
they're not that easy to find, Mully.
Okay, but
they aren't.
He's under contract for the rest of this year and next year, and that's it. So what are you going to do? You're going to give him a big contract? I mean,
no.
And David,
you're going to get him.
A bullpen changes from year to year.
It does.
I think
they closers are pretty consistent as closers.
Fair enough, but they have a ton of money. They're not spending it on anyone. They didn't get Manny. They got, in my opinion, they got $275 million sitting there as far as I'm concerned. Go get your Garrett Cole. Go get your starting pitcher.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Morrow will be a free agent. They could sign him.
Brandon Morrow, you get him for nothing.
You would.
Thanks, Kevin.
Or just wait to see.
You're so supportive.
I don't think.
I just don't know that he's ever going to be as good as he is right now, and I don't know that he's ever going to have as much value with so many teams vying for a playoff spot and so many teams wanting to get help in the bullpen. You got a guy, you're sitting on him, you're not going to be in the playoffs this year. Just go ahead and make a move, man.
You look at the other positions at the White Sox on their depth chart in Rick Hahn's room in Chris Getz's office. Mm-hmm. And they look at the positions, and you're pretty well set at a lot of different areas if you're projecting to 2020.
Okay.
If you remove something that is a known strength of yours, which is Colum A is a known strength as your closer, I just think that you're creating a weakness where you don't need to.
I'm not trading James McCann because I don't see anybody coming up in the system that's going to be a better catcher than him. You tell me who they have in their system who's going to be an all-star catcher. So the guy is an all-star catcher. There's a lot of people who want to trade James McCann because they don't think he's going to get any better. But I think bullpens do change from year to year. I think Colum A has been really good this year. I think he's going to have more value right now than he will next year because he's going to be on an expiring contract. I just think you're trading a guy with control on him. And, again, it's a premier position. It's one everybody is after, and I think you can get something.
How about Aaron Bummer? Left-handed relievers are at a premium.
No, I hang on to him. He's young, and he doesn't cost a lot of money.
He doesn't cost a lot of money. Would you project him as a potential closer if you get rid of Colum A?
Yeah.
But I think you're back into that audition role. You're back into that situation where you don't know who your closer is.
But you'd have time to figure that out before you hit next year. David, are they going to the playoffs this year?
They're not going to the playoffs this year.
Okay.
Are they going to the playoffs next year?
Yeah, sure.
With who is your closer?
We'll find out.
Well, see, I don't like that. I don't like that suspense.
Yeah, I don't think Colum A is that good that, he might not be your closer next year anyway. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, I don't know. I trade high and try to buy low.
Well, you guys have already determined that you want to do that, that the show endorses a trade without me.
No.
I was this gone, was, and you guys just decided to go in the direction.
We didn't decide that. Kevin, I think we just discussed this earlier today, didn't
all
we?
Right.
Yeah, but it is the old classic rule of you snooze, you lose, and you were out there in the Highlands, whatever you were doing.
I was in the Highlands.
You were taking the high road.
Having your haggis.
We were, as always,
me tell you about the haggis.
Haggis is horrible.
Oh, my gosh. But I tried it 20 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
Because we've been going there for a long time with my wife being from Scotland.
Well, it's stomach lining of a cow or something? What is it?
It's sheep. sheep guts,
intestines?
Essentially.
Yeah.
And it's not something, and you sit there, and I'm sitting in this cafe, and it's a beautiful little diner in Linlithgow, and you're sitting there, and you get caught up in the moment. You do, and you see it on the menu, and it looks tasty.
Oh.
It looks tasty on the menu. And you say, okay, I'm going to try this. And so you order it, you take a bite, and oh my gosh.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was the worst thing I tasted probably this year, probably this decade. It was awful.
I'm trying to remember what this stuff is called. I had a similar experience one time. What is this? Tripe? Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the first or second stomach of a cow. And they, like, I mean, I don't even know how to tell you how they prepared it. But honestly, for some reason, I had to eat some of this. And it was like, I don't know how I got caught up in it. But it was like, you couldn't cut it small enough to just swallow it. You know what I mean? Like, it was, oh, mother of God. It was the most repulsive, horrible thing I've ever eaten.
And something you realize you regret it before you even swallow what's in your mouth. You like, the taste is so horrid.
Yeah.
That you just need something else.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It was just awful.
So another pint, please.
Yeah, well, that's it. So what did you do? Did you just throw up on your shoes and keep going? What are you saying?
No, I bit the bullet. I took one bite and I put the rest of it.
Oh.
I left the rest of it on the plate.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
Ugh.
Sorry. Not for breakfast.
Yeah. All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll talk to them, hopefully not about intestines and various other types of horrible food that we must eat. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Swinging a smash on the ground. Back in it by Bodie. Long throw to first. He got him. What a play. Wonderful play by Bodie.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
Amazon Prime Day is here. Your chance to score up to 44% on Blink indoor and outdoor security cameras. Wherever you go this summer, Blink motion activated cameras keep an eye on your home and pets. And the new Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you speak to whoever's there. From scaring off a burglar to keeping an eye on your pets, your stress-free vacation starts with Blink cameras. Amazon Prime Day is here. Score up to 44% off Blink cameras and systems. Go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Hi, I'm Julie Fontana Rosa Gardner, Chair of the Elder Law Committee of the Chicago Bar Association. Abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation of the elderly are all on the rise and often go unreported. If you see any form of abuse of the elderly or disabled, report it immediately. Call the Illinois Adult Protective Services hotline at 866-800-1409. This call can be anonymous. For more information, visit the Illinois Department on Aging online.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us. What's the way to get the whole operation just tightened up a bit?
That's the question. And I agree with you. I think that's actually a fairly good way to put it. I know I've said this on this show a bunch of times. Like, you know, to me, I feel like when we're at our best, we're tough to beat. You know, it's baseball. You know, winning 2 out of 3 in a series is a good thing. But you felt like the nights you lost when you went home, you felt like the other team beat you. They showed up. They got the big hit. it didn't feel like we beat ourselves. You know, that's sort of an important distinction, you know, because you're going to lose in baseball. You're going to go home disappointed. You know that, but you don't want to go home disappointed because you let opportunities get away. And that's what's frustrating. So I think that that's the tightening up you're talking about. You've got to make fewer outs on the bases. We've got to catch the ball better, take care of the ball better, not give up as many free runs.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has more driving opportunities